Welcome to the Akeen Mind Podcast. I'm Jude, a licensed therapist and meditation teacher, and I'm really glad that you're here. In this session, I'm going to share how to let go of work obligations when you're off the clock or away on vacation. I thought it would be a good time to cover this topic because kids are out of school for the summer and many of you will be taking time off from work so you can slow down and spend time with your family and friends. But before we go further into this topic, I just really want to say, I'm sorry I haven't produced a show lately. I realize what I said in the last episode. I told you that I would be more consistent with this show. Unfortunately, increased work and family obligations haven't made it possible for me to be consistent as I would like to be. However, this pace cannot last forever, and I will eventually be able to return to a more regular schedule. But for now, while I'm kind of in this space of more activity, I will tell you that I'll do my best to put out regular content, and for now, I'm not going to make any specific promises because I don't want to make false promises or let people down. But I want to also let you know, I appreciate all the messages that I've received from people asking me about when the next show was coming out and letting me know that mindfulness has really become a part of your daily practice and that many of you are using this podcast as a way to practice your meditation. And that really excites me because I am so passionate about the benefits that mindfulness has for our brains and our bodies and our ability to really connect with other people. And being overly stressed is one of the very things that disconnects us from other people because our thinking speeds up. We become more into that mode of fight, flight, freeze. It's hard for us to really connect. I'm passionate about mindfulness and so excited to continue to share this message with other people because it's helped me so much in my own life and so many of the people that I've worked with. They'll tell me, "You helped me so much," and I always point back to the fact that they're the ones who did the work. Mindfulness doesn't work. These skills are not effective unless you are actually applying them and practicing on a regular basis. And a regular basis may be just a few times a week for you, or maybe it's just a couple of minutes a day where you are very intentional about pausing and slowing down. And I think it's great for us to learn from different teachers. We language things a little bit differently, and that's why I'm teaming up with Terry Reeves from Empower Health America on July 19th from 4:30 to 7 p.m. She helps organizations become more mindful, and together we're going to show you how to use mindfulness, meditation, and breath work to increase your motivation and mental clarity. At the workshop, you'll be able to take part in the Train for Life assessment, which is designed to evaluate 15 domains of daily living. This tool is going to help you develop action steps to find greater health and well-being. And at the workshop, you'll learn to manage stress and anxiety, be more mindful, resilient, and productive, and gain balance and clarity at home and work. We're going to provide some light refreshments from 6:30 to 7 to allow you some time to connect with each other as well as us. To register now or learn more, visit akeenmind.com, and you'll see a link on the home page. It'll be titled Train for Life, Be Mindful, and Live Abundantly. For the first 15 people who register for this workshop, you're going to receive a free yoga mat topper valued at $99. I hope to see you all there. You're going to get a lot of value out of this training, and I am really looking forward to presenting with Terry. She has been amazing to work with. Okay, so let's come back to thinking about preparing for time away from work, time away from home, maybe a weekend getaway or a vacation. How can we be more mindful when we transition away from work into being at home? Well, let's just start with the day in, day out. There are some behaviors that we can put in place that will help us make that transition. one of the things that you might consider doing is that when you're done with your work day, when you pull into the driveway, before you actually go into your house, take at least 1 minute to stop, to take some deep breaths, to observe what you're thinking, what you're feeling in your body, and just invite yourself to be present. That simple pause during the transition might make all the difference in how you're paying attention when you walk through the door. So many times our minds are starting to speed up with all the things that went on through the day, and we're kind of ready to check out of being present and aware, which is why it's important for us to check in during these times, to stop, breathe, observe, be friendly, be present. Or you may want to come inside, say hello to your loved ones, your family, and then take 5 minutes to either go to your bedroom and lie down and meditate, or sit in a comfortable position to meditate for at least 5 minutes. And then decide what are the things that you need to take care of or that you need to do. Hopefully you're seeing a theme here. When you feel like speeding up and going, that is a wonderful time to notice that urge and be still. To invite yourself not to be so reactive to the urges that you feel to relieve the stress. Because the to-do list and the things that have to get done will always be there. How I relate to those things will likely determine my level of stress. So let's think a little bit about going on vacation. And if you have kids, you know that, my goodness, you seem to have to pack more things than you could have ever imagined in your vehicle. It's like you can barely make it on a weekend getaway with all this stuff. Well, maybe that's just me. But we have so much stuff, and we have lots to remember when we're going out of town. So many times, we'll just start going. So what's it like for you the night before or the morning of leaving to go out of town? Are you rushing? Do you find yourself feeling stressed about remembering everything? I think there's some practical things that can be done here. Of course, one is making a list of everything it is that you want to make sure that you remember to pack or that you need to have, because invariably you'll get down the road and think, oh my gosh, I forgot X, Y, or Z. So a list is very helpful. But then the other thing that's going to be helpful is that when you're ready to go and get everything done, this is a wonderful opportunity for you to take 1 minute, 5 minutes, 10 minutes to stop and meditate. And if there's too much energy going in your body to be still in that way, then you might want to do some yoga, some movement. Let some of that energy out through focus, or maybe even exercise, because it's such a great stress reliever. You could do mindful exercises, being fully present with how the muscles feel, how the body is moving. These are wonderful ways for us to pause and slow down. And then, of course, when we are done with work for the day or we're headed out on vacation, it's normal for us to begin to think about work at times, or other obligations that we have to take care of, even around the house that maybe we didn't get a chance to do, a bill to pay, or something to follow up on in an email that we promised that we would do as we're headed out of town. If this is the case and you really do have to follow up or you have to take care of another obligation, if possible, develop a plan for when you will do that. When is that going to happen? And then after you take care of that activity, see if you can unplug from all work obligations, even home obligations, things that need to be done around your house, and invite yourself to really be present with your loved ones. I mean, you can even say to yourself, may I relax? May I enjoy time with my loved ones? May I feel peaceful? this simple, kind wish in the moment is an act of self-compassion. So slowing down to pause, to breathe, and wish ourselves well can begin to make the difference. It can put us in line with what our intention is in going on this vacation to begin with. But you can also do this right after work, reminding yourself, why are you working so hard? So that you can show care and love and support to those around you and yourself, so that you can provide for yourself, take care of yourself, so that you can enjoy things in life. Coming back to our intentions really can help fuel how we're paying attention in this moment. One way to unplug from work and let go of those obligations is, even if you have to respond to things later on, why not go airplane mode for a specific amount of time? Unplug. Don't hear the notifications. Don't look for the emails. And, you know, you could take it a step further. I know it's kind of scary to think about it, but hit the power button on that thing. Shut it down. Pause. Connect with the people around you. Hopefully you feel like that you have some ideas now. Hopefully you feel now that you have some clear ideas on how to transition from work into rest and relaxation. I just want to remind you, it's normal to have thoughts. It's normal to have the urges. Remember that you are developing a practice, that you are learning to protect more of your time to take better care of yourself. Let's transition to a meditation. Take a seat or lie down. Make yourself comfortable. Allow the eyes to close or soften your gaze. And bring awareness to sound, noticing all the different sounds around you, ones that are close by, like my voice, and sounds that are further away. What sounds can you detect that are the furthest away? Listen closely, watching sounds arise and fall moment to moment. See if you can allow your awareness to take on qualities of an open and spacious presence, just like the sky, vast, edgeless, opening and inviting any visitors that may come along, thoughts, feelings, sounds, sensations, giving permission for all of these activities to come and go, not attaching to anything in particular, but inviting yourself to be the witness, to be the observer, and for now to just observe sounds coming and going, appearing and disappearing. Gently moving awareness away from sounds and bringing attention to the body. Notice where your body is supported, where it's making contact. And expand your attention to include the body as a whole. Sense and feel what you can. A warmth, coolness, tingling, non-feeling. If possible, allow the body to be soft and at ease. If tightness or tension still remains, just let it float in your awareness. There's nothing to do about it. Perhaps noticing this body breathing, watching the body receive the breath and expand, and then watching the body let go let be. If it makes sense to you, you're invited to take some deep breaths, breathing deeply in and letting the breath go slowly, softly, letting go, letting go, letting be. Another deep breath in and letting go slowly, softly, letting be. One more time, deep breath in, watching the body let go, let be. As you resume a natural flow to the breath, be the observer of the breathing, being curious about the soft touch, the rhythm, the flow. Notice what you can. Remembering that it's normal for us to have thoughts and feelings about work, relationships, and that at times as we transition, the mind speeds up. If possible, make space and room for your thoughts and feelings to be just as they are. Letting go of trying to control anything. As you rest with awareness. Awareness of this moment, awareness of this breath flowing in and flowing out. Continuing to notice the breath. When thoughts or feelings arise, observe them without judging or evaluating them as good or bad. Seeing them as clouds, weather patterns passing through the sky, as you just feel the breath flow in and flow out. Remaining present. You may notice that the mind tends to go to a to-do list at times, or obligations that are on the horizon. When your mind pulls you to these obligations, realize these thoughts are normal. Be curious. Notice urges to respond or resist these kinds of thoughts and feelings. And instead of trying to control them or be attached to them, to fix them, allow them to pass, observing them like clouds in the sky, weather patterns coming and going. Notice what is on your mind. Where is the attention? We're just observing. There is no right or wrong experience to be having. But you're invited to consider the reason for your practice in this moment. Is it to find peace relaxation, to be happy. Pause here for a moment and whisper to yourself, "May I relax. May I have peace of mind. May I enjoy the company of loved ones. May I be happy." Wishing yourself well. One more time, whispering to yourself your intention. May I be, may I feel. Fill in the blank or blanks that make sense for you. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be safe. May I be healthy and as strong as possible for me to be. May I have compassion and understanding for myself just as I am. Softly letting go of these intentions and returning awareness to breathing. Giving permission for this moment to be just as it is. Watching the moment unfold, returning to breathing. Is it possible to notice the very beginning of your in-breath? The very beginning of your out-breath? Being curious about breathing. Coming back again and again. Not in a rush, not in a hurry, but simply inviting awareness to rest with breathing. You're invited now to expand awareness to include your body as a whole, from the bottoms of your feet all the way to the crown of the head. Sense and feel what you can. Allowing the face to soften, to observe the shoulders, how you're holding them. To notice the chest, the belly, perhaps noticing the belly expand as you breathe in and fall as you breathe out. Noticing the lower half of the body, hips, legs, feet. Just allowing the awareness to travel throughout the body, noticing what you can. Be curious. Open. Letting go of trying to control anything. Noticing this body breathing. Watching it expand as you breathe in and contract as you breathe out. Perhaps you can imagine as you're breathing in that oxygen is coming into the body through all of the pores. And as you breathe out, it's exiting through all of the pores. Whole body breathing. Watching the body expand as you breathe in and let go as you breathe out. Noticing this body breathing in and breathing out. And then allowing your awareness and attention to be open, to be choiceless, so that you're not choosing what to pay attention to, but rather noticing what is coming in awareness. Moment to moment, the breath, sensations in the body, emotions, thoughts, sounds, watching the activity rise and fall moment to moment, letting your awareness be like the open sky and witnessing what's passing through. Known as the method of no method, just watching, being the observer. Notice where the mind is, and invite yourself just to be aware of sound. As I offer a poem by Mary Oliver entitled Wild Geese. You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. Tell me about your despair, yours, and I will tell you mine. Meanwhile, the world goes on. Meanwhile, the sun and the clear pebbles of the rain are moving across the landscapes, over the prairies and the deep trees, the mountains and the rivers. Meanwhile, the wild geese, high in the clean blue air, are heading home again. Whoever you are, no matter how lonely, the world offers itself to your imagination, calls to you like the wild geese, harsh and exciting. Over and over, announcing your place in the family of things. Now giving yourself the gift of coming out of the meditation softly and gently, bringing awareness back to the space around you. Thank you all so much for tuning in and listening. Please visit my website, sign up for the newsletter, or register for the upcoming training here in Charlotte at Myers Park Presbyterian Church that I am putting on with Terry Reeves. I really hope to see you there. Let me know if you have any comments, questions for the podcast. You can reach me by email, jude@akeenmind.com. Thank you so much for listening and take care. I'll see you next time.